to Mpumalanga's Rise FM Lunch. So we're taking a look at top five stories making noise from the net. At number one, sitting very comfortably, is TikTok. And I'm not surprised. Honestly, I am not surprised. So now the U.S. Department of Justice, right, has asked a federal appeals court late on Friday to uphold an April law that required China-based ByteDance to sell TikTok's U.S. assets by, they had a deadline, by January the 19th. Either that or they face a ban. Now the DOJ argued in its filing that TikTok under Chinese ownership poses a serious national security threat because of its access to vast personal data of Americans, asserting China can covertly manipulate information that Americans consume via TikTok. And I'm just wondering, if the US is concerned, why are we not concerned? Why is Tulele Lengaga? Are we not interested? Do you not want to find out what the US is actually worried about? I think we should. Let's start digging, shall we? Our number two story on the net making noise is Dallas. Oh, man. Plenty stunners, counting money, yeah, plenty hunters. Yeah, baby mamas, them turner runners for plenty summers. Ball out like Penny, hard away could be hard to say. Me and my niggas give you envy like Charlamagne. So the 26th of July, 2024 was Dallas's birthday, right? We know Dallas for planning your all-white parties to celebrate life. Unfortunately, this time around, he could not even go to the birthday celebration. News is the North God suffered a stroke and has been hospitalized. I know the family has shared information that he's in a stable condition as it stands. But all the fans, everybody in South Africa who loves him is wishing him well and a speedy recovery as far as that's concerned. Yo, a stroke, I have never had a stroke, but I understand that it's quite a scary experience to go through. Wishing him a speedy recovery. Some good news, Uncle Waffles. Oh, man. Uncle Waffles is headlining all over the show, right? So the DJ headlined the Wireless Festival in London, UK. Not Sarah, no. She's done with Sarah. She's now headlining concerts in the UK. This one is a major one. It's the Wireless Festival. And I hear it mostly features your big, major rap and hip-hop artists. So for them to allow somebody in the mapiano space means Americans are really, really loving this. I mean, the likes of Doja Cat attended the event, also performed there, 21 Savage, and everybody else. And our own Tyler also was there. So it's good news. South Africa, we are really looking good. Let's keep it up. Story four, Team South Africa at the Olympics, 2024 Summer Olympic Games. Shout out to our medal winners, right? Shout out to them. I don't know, guys. People are saying, why are you wearing that? Like, couldn't you have won something better? Like, why send this all? Why did I saw? But I say it doesn't matter. As long as they perform and do us pride, that's all that matters. Closing it off with Pinelands High School, also making noise on the net. The EFF has called on the Western Cape Education Department, right, to take punitive action against a group of learners from Pinelands High School who have been accused of selling their black classmates in a mock slave auction. Guys, these are kids, okay? These are kids. And they also threatened to hold protests and close down the school. I know several pupils have been suspended pending an investigation. And some are saying, especially the EFF has called for the culprits to be suspended from the school and maybe even forced to do some community work in black townships along with their parents. I mean, because where does it come from, Vale? Where did it start? So the parents also, according to the EFF, should be joining their kids as they go on this. Yo, guys, community work, it's so scary. It sparked interest in us wanting to find out if you've even had the conversation about racism with your kids. Where do you even start? How did you handle that conversation? There's so many conversations to have with your kids. One of them definitely is around racism. Would they know what to do if they encountered racism? More life in Yabon. Let us know on @RiseFM 943. Right now, Samole and Chris Brown, Angles. No. Ultra Park. See the way you show now, girl, I can't tame you.